Introduction. On March the 13th, 1961, a black boxer, Floyd Patterson, knocked out Swedish challenger Ingemar Johansson to retain the world heavyweight title. I was 9 years old and knew nothing about boxing, but my eye was caught by a newspaper picture of the victorious Patterson standing over Johansson, out cold on the canvas. I read the article and asked my father if this meant no one on earth could beat Patterson. He said that was right. Patterson was the best boxer in the world. I remember thinking to myself that this just wasn't right. Surely there must be one of our guys, a white guy, who could beat him. Floyd Patterson was an American like me, while Ingemar Johansson was a foreigner, a Swede, but I still wanted the white man to win. Readers will no doubt dismiss these thoughts of a 9-year-old child as racism, as prejudice I learned from my surroundings, but they should not be so hasty. My parents were missionaries, and I was born and reared in Japan. At age 9, I had no experience of black people. My parents had always said that all races were equal, and that all people were children of God. I also had no special objection to Patterson because he was black. I think I would have been just as perplexed if Johansson had been knocked out by an Arab or a Chinese. As I grew up, I adopted my parents' liberal views of race. Many laws passed by Congress have grandiose names and are hailed by their sponsors as far more important than they really are. In one case, however, legislators promised little of consequence for a law that reshaped the country. The Hart-Celler Act of 1965, also known as the Immigration and Nationality Act, abolished the National